The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's play, Dave Harrigan. What do you have, sir?
Let's start with this one from the world of baseball. We all probably know the Hall of Fame inductees announced this week. Three big names among them, perhaps the biggest, I would say easily the biggest, Ichiro Suzuki, without question, one of the greatest of the greats to ever play the grand old game. And because there is still an element of, we'll call it snobbery, to certain members of the Baseball Writers Association of America, he received all but one vote. One pompous dork deemed it was their responsibility to be the gatekeeper to unanimous selection, even though they ruined that whole facade they were putting up a few years ago when they gave Mariano Rivera 100% of the vote. So it is the opinion of the Am I Wrong committee that because this voter in question, whomever they may be, deemed themselves and whatever statement they were trying to make more important than baseball history and making the easy and obvious choice, their Hall of Fame voting privileges should be revoked immediately.
Am I wrong?
You're wrong. You're not wrong on the pomposity, and as we and many, many, many others have discussed, there's no comparison of all the sports to baseball, where the writers in particular, some of the broadcasters, and some were former writers and are now broadcasters, will look down at you if you have a differing opinion. You don't understand it.
Yeah, you've done that.
It's too complex. It's too complicated. Oh, yeah. The beauty of baseball is you can make it as complicated as you want. But then there's also you throw it, you catch it, you hit it. And we've also had this forever, and it's eased up more, wouldn't you say, the last decade or so. Mariano, the ultimate example. But Hall of Famer, for sure, but not a first ballot. And I'm going to carry that role. Yes, it drives me nuts, but I'm not taking it from him. I'm not. Most of these buffoons are getting a little bit older, and at some point, they're not going to be a part of the process. I bet 20 years from now, we're not going to see nearly as much of this. I mean, you could pull out you could raised some of the biggest names ever who are automatic of the automatic qualifiers, and like 40 people didn't vote for him because they wanted to show they weren't the perfect player. Go roll your ankle, okay?
It still shocks me, of all the players that could gain 100% of the vote from this pompous group of mostly old-timers, it was a closer?
Yeah,
a guy who built his career on one inning a day?
Yeah. No, you're right. Of all the guys, and he's amazing, and he's without a doubt the best at his position ever. But really, that guy? That guy? Come on.
I grew up when pitchers threw nine innings and then six more on their off day and hit their arms with a hammer late at night.
Yeah, exactly. Will the person step forward? What's your guess?
No.
I think the person is going to tell somebody and somebody's going to step forward. That's my guess.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Ichiro wants to have the beer with him, right?
That's right. That was very good. But if they haven't stepped forward now, maybe it leaks from somebody, but I don't think they do it on their own.
We can't forget, too, Ichiro, 1,200-some hits in Japan.
Yes.
Before he came here and had well over 3,000
hits. He could hit 250 if he suited up today.
Honestly, it's amazing.
Unbelievable. Article in the news this week about what happens to your body when you eat bread. The destruction that that evil, terrible carb known as bread can do to your midsection. Committee point here, if you're not treating yourself to really good bread on at least a semi-regular basis, not just, you know, your sandwich bread, that's fine, but going to the bakery, getting some real good stuff, making it yourself at home, you are missing out on one of the great joys in life, because quality, good bread is absolutely immaculate.
Am I wrong?
100% right. I try to watch myself a little, but I love the bakery. I love good bread. I love a phenomenal sandwich. I like a great muffin. Bring it on, baby. Oh,
we've had ciabatta.
French bread, little pasta. Yes.
Don't give me that French baguette, though. That's bad bread.
I kind of come around. I've had a good baguette lately.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I've come around.
Okay,
although,
Pierre,
you know what, the baguette, this is an issue that you'd never have faced in your life. There's too much baguette. There's too much baguette. I'm not going there. You know.
It's too hard.
There's a microwave for that. I already gave you the squeeze and the melons one earlier, okay?
You did do
that.
I
don't need to give you multiple ones. Yeah. You don't need to give me the baguette that's 40 feet long, okay? Shorten up the baguette. I call it the Harrigan, but give me the Harrigan baguette.
We've had both ciabatta rolls and a loaf of ciabatta my wife and her friend made in the house all week this week. It's been a great week. It's been so good.
Ciabatta, get out of here.
Oh, no. Toasted a little bit in the pan with some scrambled eggs on top. It's been a great breakfast.
Oh, so in other words, you cover it. So the bread, because I think the bread doesn't need to be hidden like you do.
Well, that's not true at all. I've eaten plenty just on its own, but it's been a great week of breakfast Sammy's, and I'm very, very happy about it.
Yeah, that's not what you told me off air, but you said you had to say this to your wife and her friend just to kiss up. So it was done.
The Brutalist. The Brutalist, among the top nominated films for this year's Oscars, 10 nominations, including Best Picture and Best Editing amongst the other 8. That's right, a film that comes in a tidy 3 hours and 35 minutes is up for Best Editing.
Get out of here.
Where clearly they didn't actually do any editing at
editing.
All.
Yes.
Each of those 10 nominations should be stricken from the books. They should be gone. The committee does not care how serious, horrific, and historical
Thank
the
you.
Subject matter of your film, which this absolutely is. Three
yeah, it's
hours.
Not a lighthearted fare.
No, it is not. 3:35, well beyond the accepted cutoff time for any film. 2.5 hours, the absolute max, with preference from the committee for any and all awards to films coming in at under 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Am I wrong?
You're not, and I'll be even more strict. 2:15, that's it. Boom, that's it. I know everybody wants to make their opus and show you how amazed I am. And I took a piece of art, and I crafted it out of clay, and it's glistening. 3 hours and 30 minutes. Come on. No. Now, if I could ever figure out my screeners with SAG here, and again, that probably doesn't help when I rip the union on a regular basis. and I'll say it again. We'd be way better if we didn't have a union. We could cheat. You know what that is? That's like about 4 times. You know, cut her up into 45-minute increments. You know, or 50. We got to go even further. Like, no, 3 hours and 30 minutes. Get out of here. And by the way, we'll go back to it again. Wicked, 2:40. Wicked.
Yeah.
I saw it. The play, the musical. I liked it. I liked it a lot. The movie doesn't need to be 2:40. That, you know what that has? 1 hour and 40 minutes written all over it.
Yes, you could cut a couple of the tunes that nobody really cares about. Boom.
No. And don't be singing in my ear when you're at the movie. Let's bring him in. 75-year-old Jason DeRusha. He's next. I think this works. Belushi as Joe Cocker, as here he is, limping in, age hitting him, noted ageist, Jason DeRussia.
A
quarter of your bit
Methuselah
ended
here
at midnight
today. I know.
You can't be the ageist anymore.
You know, here's the thing, Chad. Never fear, because there is a new bit always right around the corner. Just shifting, like, the tectonic plates underneath, you know, the western part of America.
Yeah.
I am here to mix it up at any point. So, 50,
how do you feel?
Well, here's the thing. On your birthday, everyone lies to you. All day, mm-hmm. people have been lying.
Look great.
Age is just a number. 50 is the new 30. Screw you. It is not.
It's not.
It is a, there is a funny psychology, right? Because I am truly one day older than I was yesterday. But I do think the outside world sees 50 as different from late 40s, right? Different from 49.
Without a doubt.
It just is. It just is. I'm not complaining about it. I actually am in a good place about it now. But it is different. Like, we don't have to lie to ourselves. Like, it is different. That's all.
Well, I'm going to milk the next few months and say, what are you talking about? I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 50s.
Patty Peterson said to me today that I should take joy in being the youngest member of the 50s. I'm like, that's a good way to look at it.
Not bad.
Yeah, I like that.
Not bad. Here's our gift to you. You get to participate in Am I Wrong?
Beautiful.
Lucky man. Perhaps, Jason, Chad, you guys saw the viral video from last week. San Antonio, a dad brings his young son wearing a small little Victor Wembanyama jersey to sit up close. After the game, Wemby comes over for a jersey swap with the little kid, hands him his jersey. He gets the little one. They hold it up, take a nice photo. Well, that jersey's been
up for...
Seems
nice. How are you going to rip this one?
Oh, it's tremendous. People are ripping the dad because that jersey's been up for auction online as of earlier this week when the auction opened. As of this morning when I checked, it moved from $10,000 to the opening bid to $18,000 currently with several days to go. And I say to that dad, well,
of course,
done.
You love it.
Well, yes, of course I do. We only get so much time to take advantage of the cuteness of our kids. You've got states cracking down now on using them as unpaid labor for viral fame. What is a parent to do, Chad and Jason? Instead of complain or give up, this dad found some gumption, took a couple $100, got some good seats, a jersey, made a sign, huge dividends already. You said it. Bravo.
Am I wrong?
All right, birthday boy, you go first.
You are so wrong. You are so wrong. Because this is why athletes don't sign cards, don't sign you anything. And so the sweetness of that young moment has been ruined by greedy jackasses like this dad.
Yeah, this has been going on forever. Where, as someone who used to track the wolves and land at unknown hours of the night, you'd see, I'm not exaggerating, like an 8-year-old kid, and you think, it's 3:15. Why is this 8-year-old kid outside of, let's go with a Hampton Inn. Oh, yeah, we stayed at a lot of Hampton Inns. And what you see is the dad around the corner.
It's nice, though.
The dad around the corner. So I assume you're okay with that, Dave Aragon, too.
Yes. Yes, this dad is going to pay for at least a year of his kid's college, perhaps, with this jersey. Yes, make the move. Wemby's a sucker. You took advantage of him. Well done.
Okay, how about this? Could the kid have said, I have cancer? You okay with that, too, or where's the line?
I mean, maybe that crosses the line.
Why?
But that certainly wasn't
how
done.
Is this different?
What? Why? It's no different.
Well, it is different because the kid didn't say, hey, I've got the cancer. That's the difference right there.
Well, Chad asked, what if he did? Would it be different?
Yes.
I think it would not be under your slippery ethics. No surprise. Yeah.
Looks like you're boxed up right now.
It's time to go. We got to wrap this show up, I think. Time check or something?
I mean, I like it. I like the intentional provocateuring. What do you think about like guys going shopping, grocery shopping with their with their wives? What do you think about that?
Jesse, 3 hours.
You're the Jesse Waters.